Nam mô Bổn Sư Thích Ca Mâu Ni Phật. Xin đại chúng cùng chắp tay và chúng ta sẽ lặp lại ba lần pháp Tam Quy để tưởng nhớ Đức Phật và pháp cũng như tăng ba ngôi Tam Bảo. Good morning, my brother, sister, and friends. Before we start the talk this morning, I would like to invite you to join the poem so we can recite the three refugees chant. So you will repeat after me in English. I will say in Vietnamese first, and then the whole community repeat, and then English after. Xin đại chúng cùng chắp tay và chúng ta đọc pháp Tam Quy bằng tiếng Việt và tiếng Anh để tưởng nhớ ngài Đức Phật đản sinh. Con về nương tựa Phật.
Con về nương tựa Phật.
Người đưa đường chỉ lối.
Người đưa đường chỉ lối.
Cho con trong cuộc đời.
Cho con trong cuộc đời.
Con về nương tựa Pháp.
Con về nương tựa Pháp.
Con đường của tình thương.
Con đường của tình thương.
Và sự hiểu biết.
Và sự hiểu biết.
Con về nương tựa Tăng.
Con về nương tựa Tăng.
Đoàn thể của những người.
Đoàn thể của những người.
Nguyện sống cuộc đời tỉnh thức.
Nguyện sống cuộc đời tỉnh thức.
I take refuge in the Buddha.
I take refuge in the Buddha.
The one who shows me the way in this life. I take refuge in the Dharma.
I take refuge in the Dharma.
The way of understanding and love.
The way of understanding and love.
I take refuge in the Sangha.
I take refuge in the Sangha.
The community that lives in harmony.
The community that lives in harmony.
And awareness.
And awareness.
Các đại chúng, hôm nay là ngày 15 tháng 5 2011. Chúng ta đang ở tại chùa Hải Đức, thành phố Regina, Canada, để cùng nhau tưởng niệm ngài Đức Phật đản sinh. Hôm nay quý vị có khỏe không?
Khỏe.
Bữa nay và ngày hôm qua trời rất là ấm. Và trước khi chúng ta bắt đầu vào buổi nói chuyện đó, thì Pháp Hòa xin phép đại chúng cho Pháp Hòa xin 5 tới 7 phút để nói tiếng Anh cho những người Phật tử nước ngoài. Các vị đã có lòng đến đây dự lễ với chúng ta, thì chúng ta cũng muốn cho các vị được hiểu một chút về cái ngày lễ hôm nay. Good morning, brother, sister and friends. First of all, on behalf of the Vietnamese Buddhist community in Regina, we would like to express our deeply gratitude and thanks to each of you who spend your precious time to join us on this special event. This is what we call the Vesak celebration. It means the month or the season that we commemorate, we celebrate the birth of the Buddha. In the tradition, this is what we call the celebration to commemorate the birth of the Buddha, the Enlightenment Day of the Buddha, and also the Nirvana Day of the Buddha. So three special days join in one. This is the old way, the old tradition. So when they send you the invitation, in the old traditions, especially the Theravada's tradition, they used to say that you are cordially invited to join us to celebrate the birth, the enlightenment, and the Nirvana Day of the Buddha. In Asian countries, we divide these 3 days into different specific times of the year. But in the old tradition, they used to combine these three special days in one celebration. So this is very important and special event in Buddhist tradition. To commemorate the Buddha is not only we gather together to celebrate and to honor the Buddha and that's it. But we have the opportunity to calm ourselves down and reflect that we're able to live happily, peacefully, and joyfully like the Buddha. That's why you see that we present the small statue of the baby Buddha. The baby Buddha represents for your joyful. Everything beginning and happily like a baby. Because the baby is a very innocent person. No worry. Very peaceful. Very happy. Baby Buddha born, it means we should cultivate in such a way that we have the every morning when we wake up and we know that we have a new day to live. Every day we have a new day, we are born in a new day. The past is the history, the future is the mystery, today is the gift. So if we live in such a way that we are able to enjoy totally the presence of the hours we have, and that is the birth of the Buddha. Later on, you also will bathe the baby Buddha. In Buddhism, when you come to Buddhism, and you will see that one of the symbols of Buddhism is a lotus. The Buddha sit on the lotus, stand on the lotus. And even when we join our palm like this, it is also a lotus bud. Why lotus? Because lotus is the flower that grows right under the mud, but can liberate from the mud. The mud symbolizes for the difficulties of life. And the flower blooms beautifully over the mud, symbolizes for the one who overcome all the suffering. We live in this life, but nothing can attach. We use things, but the material life cannot attach us. Doesn't mean we live a life with detachment. But we should cultivate our mindfulness in order to practice the practice of non-attachment. For example, we have a computer to use. It's a very convenient technology. But if you live in, if you have, but one day you know it is only a material, and one day it will damage. So when it's damaged, you know that's life. You are not going to suffer because that is no longer there, because we know the truth, the true facts of life. The lotus have a very special, it's also a special flower because in the mud, but the lotus able to purify the water and make the water clean. So anywhere we go, we come to, we should make that place become happy, peace, and harmony. If we know there are people who are not have a good communication, we should come there, or if we have a chance to come there, we should do in such a way that we can bring people together to make that that place become the pure place in order to make it become more anxiety, more sorrow, more dirty. We should make that place become more calm, more relaxed. The lotus also symbolizes for patience because the root right in the mud over the winter time, and when the summer, the root can grow as a flower and bloom fragrant and beautifully. We should learn how to be patient like the root of the lotus. In this life, if we want to be successful, we should learn how to be patient. Without patience, we cannot do anything. So lotus have a few special symbols. That's why we use lotus as a symbol in Buddhism. When we are greeting to each other, we join our palms and we will recite, "A lotus for you, a Buddha to be." Because you live in this life, but you are not going to suffer because of this life. Why you are not suffer? Because you understand the true facts of it. You were born, you will grow up, you get old, you are sick, and one day you have to be die. All the material the same. It's there and will disappear. So nothing can be there by itself, and nothing can stay permanently. If we understand that, things come, we face, we deal. Things gone, we let it go. Things are not coming, we don't have to wait. Because in our life, we always have things come for us to deal, to face every day. So today, we all come here to commemorate. And you see that the Buddha stand on the lotus, sit on the lotus, symbolize that a person who able to live mindfully, they can live right in this impurity world, but the impurities unable to make them suffer. You don't have to wait until you can stand on a flower called lotus, but the place where you sit with peace, with joy, with happiness, you are sitting on a lotus. You are standing on a lotus with non-attachment. And usually we will say, no mud, no lotus. No suffering, no happiness. Thank you for your attendance. Thank you for your listening. And thank you for your patience. You're very patient. You're very calm. You sit here with us, even though we speak Vietnamese, we chant in Vietnamese, but you sit there, you just enjoy the present time with us. It's all enough. Thank you again, and enjoy your day.